My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's an opinion in there. And I'm very, very thankful. I'm very thankful that Andrew Berry gave it. I got one little counterpoint there. He says they're athletes, they're not gladiators. So if we do play in a dome, one little counterpoint, and I've been pro-dome. If you do play in a dome, should it be natural grass then, since the athletes have all,
they've all been very big
on natural grass? Should we then make, I mean, if we're going to spend $2.4 billion, I don't know how much it would cost to move in a 100-yard football field. Probably a lot more than I would imagine, but you want to do it? You're the one who said athletes. They're not gladiators. You okay with that, Tone?
Well, a couple things I'm curious about first.
One little thing there.
Do you think that Andrew Berry and his team of analytic gurus, the way they look at the game, the way they're looking for best practices, the way they're compiling all the data from every season, every team, including the elements, the Browns have played more bad weather games than I think everybody outside of Buffalo over the last decade. Do you think he's saying this because he feels that it can be a strategic advantage for a team if built the right way to play in a dome? Or do you think he's just carrying the water of ownership
during a very pivotal time? No, I think a guy like him believes it. I think that they, I mean, they, when they do the, he's a talent evaluator.
Yeah.
He's a guy who looks at all these metrics. He obviously, I mean, they don't do the scouting combine in Bering, Alaska. They do the scouting combine at Indianapolis in a dome.
Yep. Pro days, where are the pro days?
Pro days are in domes or indoor facilities. That's where they're at.
Where are the best players now? I know this is not something people want to hear in Northeast Ohio.
From the South.
The best players are from the
athletes,
South.
Best athletes are from the South. Now, I always tell you, you get a high school football player from Ohio, and at least he knows how to play the game, and that's half the battle.
Yeah.
But the best athletes are from Georgia, Florida, Texas.
If you were to pull the players,
sometimes in Texas,
where would they rather play?
Oh, in a dome.
So, maybe I'm wrong. By the way, I don't have any evidence to back that up. I'm going on a gut feeling there. So I could be totally making stuff up.
But
I haven't seen any polling on that.
But I don't know if what he says as far as wins and losses.
Yeah.
How much water does it hold? Miami plays in a tropical climate. They fall apart every December.
Yeah.
Okay. The Buffalo Bills, you brought up the Bills. They still somehow found a way to win the division, even though they fired a coach halfway through the year and everybody wanted their head coach fired. And they play, obviously, in the Great White North. Baltimore, the weather isn't always great there in the wintertime. And Pittsburgh, I mean, the stadium in itself is fine. Don't get me wrong. The field looks like a junkyard by the time December rolls around, because they have the high school games on there, Pitt plays on there, and then they play on there, and that county rules that stadium with an iron fist. And Pittsburgh makes the playoffs most years. So I can't, as much as I'm like, yeah, they're athletes, and I don't want them playing in the elements either, I'm going, well, Does it have that much of a bearing on this? I don't think it does, Tone. Kansas City, I've been to Kansas City when it's been 10 below. It gets very cold in Kansas City.
The one team that clearly, over the course of like 20 years, had the home field advantage was New England.
Yeah.
But they also had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you asked Bill Belichick, like, how much did they use the elements as an advantage? There, it seemed like teams would go in there totally intimidated. And it seems like those teams would buckle when it would get cold in January. But again, is it because they were going up against Tom Brady?
I mean, I want to say that there's a science behind it. I'm not sure how much of a science there is. And I know we want to get to this Naylor conversation here in a second. But I don't know how much there really is that I can put a thumb on and say, this is what wins football games and this is why you need to pick a dome. The reason I want a dome is that my whole answer of it is simple. Okay? Ticket prices ain't going to go down. You're always going to pay a very strong price to go to an NFL football game. You might as well get what you're paying for and be comfortable. 537 can get mighty cold in December. 537 would probably be a lot more tolerable inside a dome.
What
about, doesn't make you any less tough.
What about crowd noise?
It would be louder in a dome.
Doesn't stand a reason that you could impact the game with a crowd more inside. And I know the old municipal crowds were loud. Imagine if there was a dome.
But you still remember you had the overhang that kept the noise coming in. So then you would have a hole. You would have a roof. Maybe a roof sounds better. And they could open it and close it. But most teams that have it retractable roof, they just leave it closed.
There would be one game a year in Syracuse where it would be a sellout, right? It'd be like the big team would come with Geno Smith in West Virginia. So it'd be a sellout. Mm-hmm. And it was deafening. Well, you and could there still, were a fraction of the people.
You could still find the old Donovan McNabb games on YouTube where it was. And I was there for an Akron game once, and it was, there was, what, that place hold 50,000?
Yeah.
There was probably 27, and it was still loud because it was indoors. Akron won that game, by the way. That was, those were some hard times, the daddy, for Syracuse football. But indoor, as far as a winning and losing type of thing, if you got a really good football team with a lot of really good football players, you're going to win. And the talent is going to travel in no matter what climate you have. I think that maybe heat affects people. I think that maybe cold affects people differently. But I think that's all different, and that's more of a crapshoot. New Orleans came here, they play in a dome, and they beat us. In minus 20. Wasn't that the coldest regular season game on record? Minus 20. New Orleans came to town, they beat us 2 years ago. And it was very cold outside. Like, cars not able to start cold outside. And they were able to get that done. So I think some of it's a crapshoot. I'm glad he gave an opinion, but my counterpoint to that is like, hey, like, I agree. I just want fans to get what they're paying for. Prices are never going to get lower. They're always going to go higher. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it's ever happened in the history of this show where fans go, I went to a road game. I went to Indianapolis. I went to Minnesota. They're going to go to Las Vegas. They all come back going, yeah, we got to do it.
I think that's what's
changed. It changes their minds.
I really do believe that the people that have gone on the road with the Browns, and it seems like, especially lately, once the Browns became, they were the sleeping giant. Once they got good again, people were going to go with them wherever they went. And once they started coming back from Minnesota, once they came back from, and they've been to Indy for Big Ten championships or other events, once they got to experience Los Angeles, even though that's, you know, different scenario, but again, in Vegas this year, once they saw a taste of the good life, that is what...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It changed, I think, the hearts and minds of a lot of these fans, because if you would have told me that 10 years ago, really when this station launched, almost 13 years ago, right?
Yeah.
When it launched, it felt like 90% of the fans were like, we are outdoor football town. We are in the elements.
I was one of them too.
The Muni lot, which is out the window if they move to the Dome. I can't believe how many people have totally changed their thought on this in that time. I don't know if it's just the demographic shift, people getting younger, people just not wanting to be inconvenienced. And also, we have had bad weather game after bad weather game after bad weather game. I'll never forget some of the, I mean, Chicago last year wasn't even close to as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
But the what was it? Was it Christmas Eve, the Saints game? Wyatt Teller remembers that game.
Mm-hmm.
That game, how few people just wanted to even go to that game. And the Browns were good. And it was just miserable. It was totally miserable in that stadium.
You go back to 2020, though. Remember we had that terrible weather month where
three straight Sunday games. It was good.
Yeah, but we had that bye week where it was actually sunny and nice. Yep. And then it was all rain and terrible and snow.
The Raiders.
Oakland.
Houston. Did Deshaun Watson play one of those games?
I think it went Philly. Oakland, we lost against Oakland because I remember I was at Tony's house. Then we had the bye week, and then I think it was Houston. Or I might have them flipped around. Either way, you had those three games. You won two of the three. Do you think the weather played a part in those wins?
Yeah, it was.
Because that was one of the things we brought up with Deshaun Watson when we were in the
Yeah,
and you were able to hand the ball off to Nick Chubb, and you were able to win those games. But a guy like Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb would play well on the equator. I think that Nick Chubb would play well in Alaska or in the Yukon. I think he would play well in Arizona if you played at Arizona. He's Nick Chubb. So, again, how much of a bearing does that have on things? If you have the talent, are you not going to win football games? I think Nick Chubb, can a guy like that take advantage of bad weather? Of course he can, but I think a guy like that can take advantage of good weather. There's something over the weekend that kind of got to me here. I didn't really pay that close of attention to it. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Did you hear the rumors about Josh Naylor?
I saw some people alluding to those rumors.
So Josh Naylor was scratched, and Stephen Vogt said, well, he's banged up, you know, it's a rest thing. And the Guardians are so notoriously tight-lipped about injuries that I think some fans wanted to zig when they thought the Guardians were zagging. And they thought, oh my goodness, so they're going to trade Josh Naylor. And I thought, well, you're 20 games above 500. And I posted this yesterday on social media. And I didn't think that these people were stupid. I disagreed with them, but I wasn't going to be disrespectful to them about it because, hey, I like Josh Naylor a lot. I know he only has one more year arbitration. There were some people actually thinking about it going, well, you can get other first basemen. And he's injured a lot. Like there was, as we get closer to a trade deadline, we're what, under 12 hours away from the trade deadline now? Like, there was this group of folks kind of like, well, wait a minute. Like, are they going to pay Josh Naylor? Are you going to pay a guy who has an injury history? Who's a bopper, but this and last year, the late last year and this year are the only times he's been a bopper. I know that July had been a rough month here and there. Like, there were some people kind of giving me an argument that they would trade or should trade Josh Naylor, where I'm going, I think he's a big part of the lineup. I don't know why they would trade Josh Naylor when they're 21 games over 500, not 22 games over 500, and still in the lead in the AL Central. Did you buy any of the thing about Josh Naylor?
No, I really didn't. I think it would be very, very surprising to me. Just part of it is the emotion of it. He's such a fan favorite. I'm sitting across from somebody who has labeled him the most interesting, entertaining player in baseball.
Who was the most entertaining player in baseball? So, I still think he is.
I imagine it'd be a very hard day for you to come in. If they traded him tonight, I think it'd be really hard for you tomorrow.
I would wonder what you're... Well, remember, I've always said he's not the best player in baseball. People confuse that. I said he's the most entertaining player in baseball. Like, I would go to the ballpark to watch Josh Naylor, and I have before, to see Josh Naylor play, because he's a very entertaining, interesting player. Doesn't mean he's the best. And it doesn't mean he's completely off the trade block. But I would also think, well, wait a minute. If we're going for it, why would we create a hole where we really don't have a hole? Like, his history has been a little bit up and down, and part of that has been because of injuries. Yes, I can't deny that. But when you're 5.5 games up now in the division, and you're 22 games over 500, and you do have one of the best records in baseball, and he's an all-star and you have him to thank, I would just wonder, what are you doing? What's the end game here? Like, if you're trading Josh Naylor in a package for some unforeseen player that has superstardom that we can't even discuss, then maybe. But I'm going, your offense has been better than it should be. I know that it struggled here and there in the month of July. And they went through a nice valley in the month of July, or I should say a bad valley in the month of July. But I think he's been a big part of that lineup, and I don't understand that other than, well, he's up for salary arbitration coming up again this year. Okay, so what? That's not my care. I got a competing team. The only thing I could think of is that people are trying to find any way to get their starting pitching. They know that there's maybe other prospects that they could bring up, but I really think it's cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, I can tell in your face, you don't want any part to do with that conversation at all.
No,
like, it's just a non-starter with you.
It'd just be such a surprise to me. That's why. I mean,
it'd be perplexing.
Now, if you're telling me all of a sudden we're getting, you know, something incredible back for not only this stretch run and someone we had control over for next year and beyond. I mean, maybe you could convince me.
But if you're going to trade Josh Naylor,
but I just don't see that happening.
Would the team trading for Josh Naylor have an eye to pay Josh Naylor? Would you assume?
Well, that's the other part of it. Like, what is his real worth on the open market? Because he's been such an inconsistent, fluctuating player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we probably value him more than what other teams would.
Yeah, but that makes
and
me
we
wonder.
Have his brother, not to mention, we have his brother on the team.
Exactly.
And so, and that seems like something that would matter to us more than it would matter to somebody else.
If somebody wanted to pay Josh Naylor, somebody traded for Josh Naylor to pay him some way, somehow, I go, well, why wouldn't we just pay him? And then I would go, well, where's this David Blitzer fella coming from that I don't hear about that's supposed to have this influx of cash? Yeah. We can't afford Josh Naylor because of David Blitzer here? Then what good are you to our organization then? Because I'm just a sports fan, and I want you to invest in our sports team. So it just, none of it really makes sense other than, yeah, he has been banged up. I can't deny that.
Does the Manzardo thing mean anything to you?
Not much. As far as Josh Naylor?
Yeah.
No. Josh Naylor's good to go in professional baseball. I got a guy who's contributed to this great record. That's, again, it doesn't add up.
Well, just because the point is, ever since the day that we got really excited about Manzardo, they're like, well, they're going to have to make a decision on Naylor.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I'm not giving up on Manzardo, but you're so good. Why would you give up on your veteran that you have now who's been a big part of your lineup? None of it makes much sense. If they were to make a move, I can't say I'd be mad. I'd be surprised, and I'd go, what's your end game? I'd be confused. And because of that confusion, I'd probably be mad because I'm a man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.